Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about denying our lusts and conducting our lives using the Word of God as the standard that we measure our life against. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
My friend, don't be fooled by what the modern era has laid out as the duty of the pastor that actually belongs to the laity. Either we are laborers together with God, or that book that we're studying here, the Bible, that blessed book you hold, is an absolute lie. Now, I choose to believe that it's absolute truth, without error, word for word, from God and preserved. I choose to believe this book, and I choose to follow the call and the will of God. But that's a decision you have to make. I cannot make it for you. I can only present to you the Word of God. My friend, He is the one that you're responding to. Not to me, not even to your pastor. You're responding to the Word of God. Now, my friend, just because the modern era says we want the pastors to do this duty instead of ourselves, doesn't make it right. When we do what the modern ear tells us to do instead of the Word of God, then we're being a hearer only of the Word and not a doer. Be doers of God's will and God's Word. And then he adds here in James 1:27, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You cannot be a worldly Christian and have a pure and undefiled religion. You'll only be a fake. Now, I believe it's helpful to cite the Apostle John once again here. In 1 John 2:16, he says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." That is summarizing everything in the Bible that refers to the flesh. It is not of God. When we become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will deny ourselves. In Matthew 16:24, it says, "Then Jesus said unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Deny yourself of what? Well, what yourself desires, what the flesh desires, instead of what is God's will in this matter. Remember, a Christian must not only do God's will, he must do God's will, God's way. Denying ourselves means we deny the desires of the flesh. We deny our personal pride. Everything and anything that has to do with imagination, vanity, and pride, we now repudiate. A holy life and a true heart shows a true religion. And that religion is pure and undefiled before God. True religion teaches us to do everything as in the presence of God. And we are to keep ourselves, he says there, keep himself unspotted from the world, to end verse 27 in James chapter 1. And with this context, you see it coincides there with verse 25 and the perfect law of liberty, as well as the context of this entire passage. And the question comes, are we hearers of the word only, or are we hearers and doers? The two steps in verses 26 and 27 tells us to care for the truly needy, and the second step tells us to be unspotted from the world, which speaks of the conduct of our life. How do you conduct your life in Christ? In everything we see, that the absolute standard of measurement for you, for me, is the Word of God. Therefore, you, I, we must read it, meditate in it, pray over it, and do its commands. Why? Because my entire lifetime, your entire lifetime, will be measured one day by this book. And that's why we look into it, to see if there is dirt. Just like we look into a mirror, we get rid of it. And we also look to see if we're presentable in the way Christ would have us present ourselves. Now, my friend, we've spoken a lot about do, but yet the do's that we've been mentioning do not get you saved, okay? That's the result of being saved. And my friend, as a result of being saved, Christians ought to do these things. But the important thing is to be saved first. Doing all those things is vanity if you're not saved. And by saved, we mean knowing that if you die today, that heaven's your home. You see, a lot of times people think it's very narrow-minded to say that there's only one way to heaven. And yet Jesus said that the way to heaven was narrow and straight. But on the other hand, the way to hell was wide and broad. Jesus went on to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is saying, I am the only way anyone is going to get to heaven. Now, there may be people out there saying, well, we call them by many different names, but it's all God. No, it's not. And that offends God. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died for every sin that you ever have or that you ever will commit. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. That's why the Bible says in Revelation 1:18 that he has the keys of hell and of death. That's why Acts chapter 4 says there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. You see, Jesus paid your penalty. The only way that you can have everlasting life outside of Jesus is this: to die, and then your spirit goes down into the very depths of hell like Jesus did, and then by your own power, like Jesus did, you raise up out of hell, you re-enter your body, and then you make your body arise from a grave, and you make your body that it will live forever. Now, my friend, if you can't do that in your own power, then you need a Savior. And Jesus is saying he is that Savior. So what you need to do is admit your need. I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior. The Bible says in Acts 3:19 that we're to repent and be converted. That is, turn from our sin, turn from depending on ourselves, and be converted, give our lives to Christ. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere now to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he'll judge the world. In Luke 13:3, Jesus himself said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. So, my friend, you've got to admit you're a sinner. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that includes me and that includes you. So the first step is admitting that you're a sinner. You turn from your sin. You turn from depending upon yourself. You see, that's pride when we think, I'm going to do the works to get me to heaven. That's pride. It's pride that won't admit that we need a Savior. Be willing to turn from sin and give Jesus Christ your life. Believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, shedding his precious blood there, and then 3 days later, being raised from the dead, you call upon him to save you. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says that God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. That was his love. But you see, the gospel isn't just that Jesus died. He also rose from the dead. Because he rose from the dead, he has the power to not only take your spirit to heaven, but to make a new body for you, to give you a glorified body that will live forever. And so we read in Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. You say, well, I believe that fact. Well, remember, belief is something that you act upon. And he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. You just don't believe it, but you believe unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, my friend. He'll save you if you'll ask him to. You say, Brother Andy, I would really like to trust him with my life. I want to give Jesus my all. I just don't want to be joining a church, joining a membership. I want to be giving Jesus Christ my heart and life right now. I want to know that when I die, I'd go to heaven. Well, he just said if you believe what he's done for you and you'd call upon him, giving him your heart and life, you would do that. And so, my friend, why not right now, right where you are, why not pray and ask the Lord to save you? God, who does not lie, will. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9 says. You say, Brother Andy, I'm not really sure how to pray. Well, I'm going to form a prayer. And if you'll pray this prayer that I'm going to say, and you'll mean it from your heart, God's promise is that he'll save you. So why not right now, right where you are, pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for my sin and died for me. I believe that 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I am willing, by your help, to turn from sin and live for you. I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. We have a booklet that we want to send you titled Building Blocks. This booklet will tell you how to grow in this new Christian life that you have. It'll show you how to pray, what you ought to pray for. It'll also teach you how to study the Bible and get more from it. It'll show you how to witness to others. It will also show you some things about the local church and your responsibility. And I want you to have that booklet absolutely free. Just write us here, and our announcer, Jerry Banks, will be giving you our address, and we'll get that out to you absolutely free. Just let us know that you asked the Lord to save you listening to this broadcast, or you may say, I'm already saved, but I'd like to have that booklet. We'll send that to you free. Perhaps you'd like to have a copy of this message in its entirety, and you can get that on a CD or a cassette tape. Just write and ask for it and send it, get the $5. Include the title about hearers and doers of God's Word, or James chapter 1, verses 22 through verse 27, and that will get to us, and we would appreciate that so very much from you. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening to our Lamp and Light broadcast. Ask your friends to listen in, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible says.